It's going very well at the moment, just putting everything together and getting all the equipment set up. If you're coming down, by the way, and you haven't got a ticket, get down early, because it's about two-thirds of the tickets have gone, you see. It's going to be mental.
It's going to be packed, is it?
Oh, it'll be absolutely jammed tonight, yeah. There'll be usual drunken rabble from Piccadilly down as well, on their free tickets, expense account drinks, you know.
Thank you, Michael.
Sweatshirts nicked from the record companies.
Rod, I mean, you've been playing this venue a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, our third Christmas, yeah. Third Christmas, that's it's almost 3 years.
Three years in March.
Yeah, that'll be right.
That really, won't it? It's like three Christmases we've been here. It's almost 3 years. My Christmas is the last 12 months, actually. I don't know about yours.
And they don't seem a day too much.
How do you keep them happy, then, if you're doing it every Monday or what?
With great difficulty.
I find that the chair and the whip usually keeps most of them quite happy.
Yeah, that's true.
We have to juggle the set around a little bit, and if we did the same set every week, obviously, we'd get a bit bored. Dart match in the vault. And that keeps them happy. We throw a few things in, a few ad-libs, and something usually blows up and keeps them happy, doesn't it? So
yeah, what you've got to do is you've got to work a smudge harder each week, honestly. And they're dead critical. If you've done a show that's just good, you can tell by like how they react. Like to a stranger, you'd think they were going mad, but we know that they're actually a bit restrained because it's not been... we've done a better night the week before, so the week after you've got to book yourselves up, and like every week you've got to psych yourself up and pretend it's your first gig, because if you didn't, you just get dead bland and you take it for granted and you wouldn't have any impetus. You just go on,
go through.
Yeah, right, good word, that's today's word, impetus. So yeah, what we do is you got to go on and like just work up to it every week and hope that people don't get bored, which they haven't. If anything, it's gone from strength to strength, you know. That's one of our highly paid roadies moving the gear there. He's got a white Rolls Royce, he will do, an £8,000 a gig. And we're straight from the orphanage.
You were telling me before, Jeff, that like with every single number that you do, you can monitor the applause from one night from the week before.
Yeah, you can almost get paranoid about it, actually, because you're waiting for a certain volume of reaction from them, and then you find it goes a little bit quieter than you expect, and you start to worry about it, whereas normally any other club, you'd have been ecstatic about the sort of reception you'd got on your songs. And it does spoil a little bit with working here so regularly, but they do create a high standard of applause, don't they, in reaction to us. And anything that falls slightly below that, then you start to worry about your performance. And as Mike was saying, you really have to work hard on stage to make sure you don't become blasé and just sit there and let it all happen. You have to work harder and harder every week you come in. It's as simple as that, really.
You get a situation sometimes where it's been more or less sold out now for about 8 months. I think out of the last 8 months, we've only had about 4 to 5 weeks and we've not had to shut the doors, you know. And I remember one night, it was like, it was below freezing, so outside we had like that freezing fog come freezing rain one night. And about 9 million great films on the TV, you know, and everywhere else. And this was like about 2 or 3 weeks ago, everywhere else was building up to Christmas, you know. And everywhere else in the land was empty anyway. And we had a full house, but say 20 short of shutting the doors, but packed. I remember it actually worried us. Oh, we're not sold out tonight, you know what I mean? And there's like a million people in. It's just that there's 20, let's say there'd have been 1,020,000, you'd have locked the doors. And it really keeps you on your toes to a certain extent, you know. And it means also we've been in an area which is totally starved of a live venue. It converts perhaps people who've never normally been into live music will eventually end up in here one night because the mates go and get into live bands, you know, not just about us, but you hopefully they get into us and into bands in general, you know, because you need something like that.
Yeah. We keep hearing the Jets on the radio, we hear about record deals with record companies and things like that. Do you think you see a day where they become too big to play a local band like the Duke of Welland?
I think no matter how big you get, if you got really huge, you would always have a duty, really, to people that have been with you at the onset. And what you perhaps do is, you've got a good get-good grapevine. Say you got very big and you're having to do the Apollo and so on and so forth, as opposed to smaller venues. Every now and then, you could bang a venue in, and by letting certain people know who've known you for a long while, you would probably get, like, an audience in. You wouldn't advertise, but you would really owe it to people to occasionally do a small venue. And by word of mouth, like, you know, the odd sort of comment about get the people in that have been true fans of the band, you know what I mean, and give them somewhere to see you. You could never actually, I would hope, give up your roots completely, you know. I mean, the Beatles actually just stopped doing the Cavern almost immediately and never went back. You know, I could never work out why, like, sort of 2 years later, they didn't do a secret gig there, you know.
It's funny, because we talked about this before, haven't we? We've said that if everything's really start to move exceptionally well for us, we would love to come back and repay all the people who've come regular to see us over the last 2 or 3 years, have stuck through us. We would like to come back and do them a one-off somewhere, wouldn't we?
Yeah,
like
definitely.
A big venue somewhere, or even here, or whatever, because it's a great atmosphere here, as you'll find tonight. And it's just something we would like to repay them. We've talked about it many times, because they've been such a tremendous crowd to us that we feel that we owe them, and we would like to come back and do it for them.
Yeah, and if you haven't got a ticket, you should be now on your way out to queue up, so...
So it's going to be a good one tonight.
Might be a stormer.
Hopefully, yeah.
That's why he's the pessimist. we've sold all the tickets, but he's hopeful that it'll be a full house tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, we haven't sold all the tickets.
We've sold 12, but if you get here early, there's 384.